slate help sort of clear up the bottom end of the roster like you've been talking about?
It does. It affects obviously a lot of decisions. It makes some easier and some harder. Because again, it being short in a position maybe makes you keep a guy in another position that you normally wouldn't have because of health. So it's there's pluses and minuses to it. But I mean,
a guy like Durant, for example, you know, he had a good camp, and was that one of those things? Well, you know, it changes how we look at him when he gets hurt late in the last game.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been hard. He's a guy that definitely we had to think hard about. Do we want to keep a guard? Do we want to keep a tackle in that last spot? You know, him getting hurt, you know, unfortunately, like you said, that's, you don't want that to happen. It happened. He knows that. He would rather have let it play out, I'm sure. You know, like you said, he had a very good camp, I thought. And the injury just kind of, you know, made it hard for us to be able to keep, you know, be able to put in a position where we can keep him. So now it's injury reserve and go from there.
How tough is it when you've got guys who – probably don't have season-ending injuries that maybe would be back in 3-4 weeks, but you have to IR them anyway.
And that's what the hard part is. And then you have someone else who maybe they're about pretty even, and that pretty much, like you mentioned right at the first question, that makes the decision for you in some cases because you need healthy guys. I mean, you have to suit up 46 guys, and you have to worry about having the right guys, the right combination to win. We can't have a bunch of guys that are hurt that we're carrying in our roster. So you have to have a fine line between that. You don't want to give guys up. So, again, there are some guys you are going to keep because of, you know, it's maybe a week or two and they're going to be healthy. But if there's uncertainty with some guys that are on the bubble, then maybe it could be 3 weeks, could be 4 weeks. You just can't afford in some cases to take that chance of how long it may take to have that person back when you could have kept somebody else that could be contributing to us playing on Sunday. So that's the hard part, as we always say, that people lose focus of. It's not just, you know, like you said, the injuries really help it and hurt it.
How long would Dusable, you think, if that taken before he would have been able to return?
And that's the problem, is that we don't know if he ever, without the surgery, we don't know. I mean, that's an uncertain. We just know right now he wouldn't be ready, and then that affects how we go forward. When you have some other questions at spots. So, you know, we were holding off on that. We were hoping to see some more signs that maybe something he could play with without a surgery, that he can get strong enough. But it could be too far down the line to find that answer out. And he may never be able to unless he gets it fixed. So those are the things that's, you know, it's, you're projecting at times. It's disappointing for everyone, for the players especially. Guys want to play football. I mean, you know, you get to this point and they want to be on a football team and play. Everyone's excited about opening season in a week. And so for the guys like Jay and those guys that, I mean, was having a good camp and we were counting on them, and all of a sudden in one play that all changes.
So Dusable scheduled for surgery now?
No, he's not. I mean, as far as I know right now we haven't scheduled anything. That's my the thing with him was to fix what he had or possibly had. It would be season-ending surgery if he had to go that far, and waiting to see if he could play without, by avoiding that. Because if he gets surgery, he's not going to be able to play this season for anybody. If he did, the question is, could he play without the surgery? And I guess that's where he was as a player. You're hoping you could do, and so we just felt that right now the best thing was for him to probably that he'd have trouble doing that.
Was there strategy, I guess, involved? It didn't use the new NFL rule where you could designate one player to come back, and was there some strategy involved there where maybe you can use it on someone who gets hurt from the first part of the season and still have them available for you?
Well, I think that's – every team will probably look at that differently since it's something that is new. But, yeah, I think we're thinking that if – we hope we don't have to use it at all as the season progresses, but it's something that's there. I mean, there was cases last year of guys getting hurt those first couple weeks of the season that could have came back and played in the playoffs. So I think that was the intent of it. If you lose a top player in the league, a marquee guy to you on your team that's important, and it's one of those 6 to 8 weekers, and you think, you know what, we can have him back, you know, we need him for the December run, then that leaves the door open to do those things instead of losing for the season or have to count him on your roster, you know, for every week. And so I think that's a good thing for the players and the teams. And how many teams will use it or how it works out, we'll see. But, yeah, I think right now we didn't think there was anyone that we'd want to put that on at this point, and it's something that we'll wait and see that hopefully we won't need it.
When do you have to designate a player, give that designation to a player if you want to be able to bring him back during the season?
As far as, I think to do it now, it would have to be this week. It would have, I don't know if our date's up.
You can use it throughout this.
Yeah, I can use it any time. I mean, we could use it after week five. It's just a matter of that they can't play for 8 weeks. I mean, 6 weeks plus, they can't practice for 6 weeks, and then they can start practicing, and then they have to be off for 8 weeks. So if you do the math, if you're in the Super Bowl, you could probably figure out how far you can actually use it up till, if that's week 10, somewhere around there, depending on off weeks and all that. I mean, so you could use it late in the season, especially if you're a playoff team that's going to definitely have extra games to play in January and February.
Lynch, what are your emotions like, sort of the drain of yesterday and then sort of getting past that? Is it relief? Is it, what is it?
I don't think you're past it yet. I think it's like talking to the team today. After the day off yesterday, we made all of our decisions, talked to the players yesterday, which I thought was as good a way to do it. So the build, you know, we were just bringing the guys in that we had to make the decisions with. But you know, talking to team today, it's more exciting. You're excited for them that the guys sitting here are excited at the fact that they're part of this team going forward. And you know, because I know a lot of them obviously were wondering how it was going to work out for them. So you're happy for them. You're happy for the team that we're moving on to the next phase. But the process of the last 48 hours is definitely the hardest part of in this profession as a coach, as a player. And then being in a position as a head coach where you have to talk to each of these guys individually the last 2 weeks as you made these decisions. So, yeah, obviously it's very draining. It's very sad. It's disappointing. And then, you know, there's so much, like we just talked about earlier, of figuring out, you know, we owe it to this team to have the best guys in this room. And we have to take into fact all the factors we've been talking about with injuries and different things that affect who you keep and don't keep in different parts of your roster. So, I mean, bottom line is we owe it to them. We owe it to the fan base to have the best team we can put together. We feel we've made some good decisions on that right now as of right today. So it's hard. I mean, it's kind of like going to take a couple of days. It's nice having these couple of days to get some extra work in to kind of move, you know, get a little separation or transition to next week when we start game week. So I think then you can kind of move forward. I think these couple of days are still a little hard to kind of move forward because you've been through so much with a lot of these players.
What did John Harris show that – helped him beat the odds and earn a spot as an undrafted rookie?
He just continued to get better. I think that's what you look for in a rookie, is someone that he's a big man with some decent pass rush skills that would start to get better the more he played. So I think that you saw consistency. You saw a lot of upside in him going forward. He fit what we were looking for in our defensive linemen. So, you know, this is a chance again with, we weren't sure again how many we're going to keep. Is it 9? Is it 10? Is it, you know, so that spot gets affected a lot. But, you know, just happy with what he's accomplished at this point. So we thought he'd be a guy that can fit in as we go forward if there's injuries and things like that.
How aware were your scouts of him last February with the heart condition he went through that kept him out of the combine and everything like that?
Well, like everybody else, I mean, we did our homework on him, our due diligence on him. I remember talking about it in the pre-draft conversations of our medical team making an opinion on him and how they felt about bringing him in as a free agent. We felt good about it, and so when the draft ended, he was one of the guys that we reached out to early, and luckily he was very excited about coming here. A lot of the teams talked to him. I think he liked he knew Jarrell Casey. They had a relationship. I thought that meant something to him. And we were thrilled that we got him in here because it's hard to get, especially O lineman and D lineman, hard to come by when the draft ends. And so we were happy to get him.
Why was he a better fit than Zach Clayton?
Well, I just think it's right now. It's just that the fact his size. I mean, his, you know, just, I don't know if there's any one thing. You know, we've had Zach for a year here, and that was a very, if you talk about hard decisions. That was probably about the hardest, one of the hardest ones, because Zach is what you want on your team. I mean, it's hard to, you know, sit there and, you know, he, for 1 year being here, the guy just works hard every day, shows up every day, got better when he was here, and that was a very difficult decision. And again, you're playing, you know, Zach could be back here on practice. There's a lot of things that can happen yet. So I told the players the same thing. I mean, we're sitting here and we have 53 guys on the roster, but unfortunately, you're still always trying to improve your roster. You're just trying to fill the practice squad, which is coming up as we speak. You're working on that over the next hour or so. And so there's a lot of things that can happen, a lot of variables. There's guys on other teams that have been let go that you're still looking at. So, I mean, that's just all part of it. So right now we thought this was the best way to go. But, I mean, we obviously like Zach a lot. And you know, who knows, maybe still that part can still work out. But we just thought both of them, we've had Zach, and now we thought that – DeJean really was getting better and, you know, becoming a force and rushing the passer well, and just thought it was worth giving him a continue to give him a look.
Another tough one, I get Mapalava over Francisco. Was that another one that was an either-or situation that was?
Yeah, they were both in it. I think, again, health became an issue there, too, that as you factor that in. Al's played every game. Aaron's had some issues in a couple of the games with injuries. He couldn't play in the last game. Some things creeped up. You know, it's where he had two or three times during preseason. So, you know, that factors in, and then how we're going to use him, what kind of safety we need. So, yeah, but that was definitely a tough decision. Those guys are definitely going head-to-head on that fourth spot.
With Paul and Visible both on IR, that leaves you a little young outside of Cameron Lindley on the defensive line. Worried about that at all, or with the way those the young guys are playing, that more than enough to compensate?
No, we're you never want – I mean, it could have been differently if those guys stayed healthy, obviously. But I think that was what we were excited about when camp started, because I don't know if I've ever been here from top to bottom. We had so many off defensive linemen we felt could play. So we were very lucky in that regard. Usually in past years, we had a couple guys hurt. We had big issues. And I think the fact that we've drafted well the last couple years at the tackle spot, you know, getting Solomon this year, going to get Wimbley, I think Solomon has showed up that he can definitely help us. I thought, bringing in Dawson was, that guy just plays 100 miles an hour. We got the same kind of guys that play hard, play physical, relentless. I mean, and that makes a huge difference on some of the stuff you don't necessarily pay attention to in a game, chasing down screens, chasing down this, you know, when a screen is stopped, usually it's successful because defensive linemen are hustling. That's where those things get stopped. And I think we got the type of guys in the preseason, we saw it, that we stopped a lot of big plays because of hustle by guys like the type of the four defensive ends we have right now, with Egbo being our fifth that can kind of play defensive tackle and defensive end. That's kind of where his value comes in, the fact that he could play both. So, the injuries were unfortunate, but luckily we had guys that really stepped up and improved during training camp.
Ultimately, how many dominoes sort of fell with Mark's injury? How far sort of down the line did that go down?
With
Mariani's injury.
Oh, Mariani's. That's hard to say. I mean, you just don't know what direction you'd go if it didn't happen. I mean, that's just, you try to avoid those things because you have enough to worry about. So I didn't really think about this didn't happen, what we would have done, because we're trying to figure out what we're going to do when it did happen, if that makes sense. But obviously it affected the returner. I mean, that's where it started. But I don't know how much more it would have affected if it didn't happen.
How about the decision to release Chris Hawkins, who was here last year and had quite a bit of action as a backup corner?
That was hard, too. I mean, we talk about hard cuts. I mean, that was a guy that, again, that came in as practice squad, undrafted, moved up when we had injuries. We were excited about what we saw him when the season ended, where we thought his future could be. But, again, when Mouton gets healthy and plays, you know, he was out of the equation last year because of an injury. He came on well. Cody Sensabaugh, as draft pick, again, came on, just coming on, getting better every week. Tommy Campbell, I mean, if there's five corners, that was the problem right there. We knew even all throughout camp, people were talking about guys we lost, but we're sitting there going, we got five or six that, you know, if Wheatley didn't get hurt. I mean, there's another guy we felt was playing, you know, was doing good. So there's, you know, when he got injured. So that's the hard part of the business. You have a lot of guys that we were excited about, and you can't keep them all. So that was a very hard cut.
How much of a strain do you have going into at least the week one, which is just four receivers?
You know what? I think we're fine right now with it. I mean, we feel with the tight ends and the things we do that we're fine there with the four for this weekend. And even, again, a lot of games you're going to carry four even with the F5. I mean, so I think last year we carried four most of the time. And there's things we can do with the tight ends. And then if we decide to do anything with Darius out there, also you have other options. So, I mean, we feel fine about it.
Are there any players cuts from other teams that you guys seriously consider adding to your 53-man roster? Or is this pretty much the 53 you're going with?
No, like I said, I mean, we're always to say we're looking. We're going to keep continuing to see what's out there. Things can always happen. And again, you don't make guys nervous like when they're looking over their shoulder. But you want guys to realize, you know what, this isn't the end of it. We have to continue to make the roster better. They have to continue to get better as players, working in practice, doing all those things. And if we feel there's something out there that helps us, another player that maybe gives us something we don't have, then obviously we'll make the decision to make a change if we need to. But right now we're doing like every other team in the league is doing. We're doing our homework. We're looking to see who's out there, if there are a couple spots that we feel we can improve. If there are, we will do it.
Given
I don't know. We haven't really, you know, like I said, we're having him do so much right now. We just don't want to be careful that we're not doing too much with him. I think the running back thing is still something he's continued to learn. So I think we're really, you know, stressing that position first right now, plus returning. And then at some point, if we decide there's a reason to do that, we will. For now, it's just really concentrating on what we think he'll be doing most of the time. So, and he could do a lot of things just in those two positions alone.
Is Kenny's suspension start Monday, and is he here today, or is
it started Friday? It starts on when the roster, I guess, is that officially last night, and he's out for a week, which means I assume he can come back in Monday after the game.
You talk about needing to get contributions out of all four running backs. If you kept four on the roster, I guess are you satisfied to be able to get something from Harper and Ringer as well?
Yeah, we do, and I think that we have to. You know, decide how many we can suit up on game day, you know, how many of those guys you're going to have on the roster when every Sunday. But I think we found out last year with guys getting nicked. I mean, Ringer got hurt a couple times during the year where we only had two. So, yeah, I think we're happy with what we saw. They all bring a little something different to the game as far as how they play. So, yeah, I think right now we're content. And with Darius kind of as a new wrinkle there that we didn't have last year, he adds a little bit more to that mix.
With those five guys on IR, can you reach a settlement with them in 3 or 4 weeks, or do you plan on keeping them for the full year?
I don't know. Each one of those probably be individual decisions as we go, as far as guys getting hurt and settling with guys that, you know, that maybe get healthy and have a chance to play somewhere else. Or those are decisions we'll make as we go.
And Kenny, just to be clear, he said himself he's not allowed to work out here at the facility. You guys able to monitor what he's doing over the course of the week?
No, he's he's supposed to be pretty much on. He won't be with us, or we won't be talking with him, or you know, pretty much he's on his own for the next 7 days or nine, whatever it is, 9 days till the game. And I think he has. I mean, and we'll see him next Monday.
Is that probably not the best situation? You guys have worked him back into the position where you're ready to play, and now you're out of your hands for a week. Is that a little bit of a strain?
I don't think so. I mean, you'd rather have your players here. You'd rather not have to be going through this. The whole thing is frustrating, disappointing that we even have this situation. But having said that, the fact that I think he's excited about where he's at physically, and that I think his confidence has grown quite a bit in the last 10 days of how much he's been able to do, even though it's been very, you know, just the last couple of days has been with us as far as once he came off PUP. But I think that, and the fact, like you said, he's got a week, and he'll be back here. I think he has plenty that know he can work on. He's been doing enough to where he'll know what he needs to be doing over the next week before he comes back in. So, no, I think he's going to come back in. I mean, he'll have a chance to get in the field and play in San Diego. So I think it should be hopefully once he gets this behind him and realizes that why this happened can't happen again. And then now the football season's right in front of him, that it should be exciting for him once he gets back here.
And what's your challenge to your guys in the building? I know you played with them all last year. You played with them all during, you know, training camp and preseason. Can you win with the four that you've got?
You mean the four receivers?
Right. Against New England?
Definitely we feel we can, no doubt about it. If we didn't, we would have done something differently. We feel good about those guys. They've been consistent. They've been staying healthy. They're coming off their best years they've had. They've had solid camps. We're excited about them. And then you add Jared Cook to it. You add Thompson to it. You add Stevens to it. The two backs we just talked about that are guys that can go make plays. So we feel we have plenty of weapons to, you know, if we use them all, if we play right, that we could, you know, be ready to play against anybody.
You kind of estimated maybe 12 or 15 snaps. If Britt had been able to play in the season opener, is there a guess as to, you know, that week two, would that number –
Well, I think a lot's just going to depend on once he actually starts competing. You know, when he gets back on Monday and we start doing things with him competitive-wise, and Tuesday he has a full week, and see how he progresses, see how he handles it. You know, we've simulated a lot of things, but there's nothing like getting more contact on you. So, yeah, I mean, I would hope that. We know physically he's in great shape. We know that mentally he should be fine with what we're doing. So now it's just a matter of, you know, and be smart with it. Even if we're excited about where he's at, we got to be smart knowing it's a long football season. And so we think hopefully he'll be able to play enough to where he's, you know, he helps us.
Dan Coppin was a guy that you guys had some interest in the offseason. You got let go of final cuts yesterday. Is that something you think about revisiting, or is that ship sailed?
Yeah, I guess you probably never say anything's ever totally sailed. I think you're always leaving things out, you know, in case something comes up down the road. I think we're real happy with our center, so I'd say no, we're not looking to really do anything right now with the center position, because knowing that he's strictly a center, that's where he's comfortable, that's really what he's going to play, and we're happy with Fernando and the direction we're heading there with our first five. So I think in the depth part, will we always be looking to upgrade the back end? Sure. I mean, if we could find someone we think, but we'll do that at all of our positions, not just the offensive line. I think we've shown we'll do that here. So, no, I think he's a good football player. I'm surprised it didn't work out for him there, but right now I think we're happy with our center.
Mike, so many good things in the preseason, interceptions, three sacks allowed, things like that. How much can you try to build off of that going out into the regular season?
I hope we can build off it a lot. I mean, that's one thing about preseason that I like is the fact that these guys, you get a confidence going. You start getting a confidence going in each other. Because to me, when you're playing a game, it doesn't matter. It's all about playing your best. And I think our guys approached it that way to preseason, that we need to establish an identity a little bit more, that we can go make those kind of plays. I think we're, one of the tops in the league at turnovers, and we got four again the other night. We got sacks. We've been pressuring the quarterback. We haven't really been turning it over, which has been good. And like you said, the protection's been good. So I think you kind of like that we're heading the right direction in a lot of categories. We all know we're 0-0 now going forward, but I think you still want to have success at different phases of the game. And we've had success at a lot of the phases we were concerned about coming into after last year ended. So I think that's a good sign, and you want to build off of that. And I think the players, it's good for the players to see that, that technique I worked on, or maybe improving my strength or my speed, or man, coach is teaching me this, or, they're buying in more. They're seeing, I'm having success doing these things. And that just adds to, as you get started into the season. So you hope that's really what you get out of preseason. And the same thing as coaches, you want to see guys have success so you feel good about our draft class. Our whole draft class made the team, are on the team again. They're all going to contribute. I think it makes you excited about the fact that what the scouts did during the offseason with Rust and his guys did that, the seven guys we drafted, we got one on PUP, but six of them are contributing. The whole draft class last year is contributing. So when you see them have success, you realize we're doing the right things in this organization, and it should be exciting to say that we have a good young team that is heading the right direction. Now we have to go out there and play some good football teams and make plays, and there's some things we're not doing so well right now, but we have a whole season to get better at it, and hopefully in these games we'll make the plays to win them.
How impressed were you by Kropach?
Again, another guy that I thought that we know him. We've been waiting for him to kind of step up, in a consistent manner. And I thought the last 2-3 weeks he really did that. He's asked to play a lot with Otto being hurt. He took advantage of it. Otto's getting to be another week or so before he's playing, so I think that just gave us confidence in that position to have another guy that we feel comfortable that can actually play some guard or tackle if he had to. And that's what you need this time of year. You need versatility. You need someone you trust. And it's hard to just take a lineman off the street and have him help you, day one if there's an injury. So I think his value became larger because of that.
Yeah, but on those injuries, I guess, that are coming out of the preseason that may limit some guys over.
The good news is that the guys that had we sat out last week, they were all, it was more for to rest some nagging things or things that happened the week before, and feel good about all of them, that they all should have a really good chance at practicing all week and being part of the game plan and playing on Sunday. So I'm hoping that's the case, so I can have a hard time figuring out who the seven guys are that aren't active. So I think right now, again, get through these couple of days, we'll probably rest some guys. We still have time here these next few days, so we'll be smart about that. But I think we feel pretty good about the conditioning of our team.
If Otto was out, I guess, does that give you eight kind of healthy offensive linemen at this point?
Well, that would give us, I think we kept 10. I think we got 9. I think we got Otto, Byron Stingley.
So I guess with Otto,
yeah.
Not healthy.
Yeah.
I guess, is that eight healthy?
Right.
Is that a little thinner than you'd ideally like to be going to?
Well, you suit up 7. So I think we still have with Matthew 6 and the three tackles 9. So I think you suit up 7. So yeah, I think that's why you're always, that's why we kept the extra tackle, to protect us there, because of Otto being still kind of iffy as far as where he's at.
Last one.
Is there a different feel, I guess, in the building today? Because of time, getting that time to play, it'll be a game that means something.
I think this is still a hard day, like we said right from the beginning, just because of what went on the last 24 hours with their teammates. And like I said, for us here, for us as a staff, this is the first time we've been through this when we've had guys for a full year. I mean, a lot of the guys we let go, we've had around since March and April. And And these players also, too, build a lot of relationships with guys that all of a sudden aren't sitting next to them in the meeting rooms. The meeting rooms are half empty in some cases. The meeting room here is a lot less. You take 35 guys out of it, there's a lot less people sitting in these chairs. So I think for everyone, it's just they're happy for their situation, happy for where this team is heading. But I still think this is one of those, you know, the small hangover day where you just kind of get, you know, you're excited, everything's good, but I think it'll start growing. And then that's probably a good thing. You'd like to see the excitement build from now with Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, build to what we're hoping to do on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks.